The winner of the Worst Road in Maine contest has been announced. The dubious honour, according to the Maine Better Transportation Association, is Route 15, and in particular a 23-mile stretch that runs between Blue Hill and Stonington.
I am still amazed that the front end didn't come off going down that road.
Camden resident Gabriel Zakai witnessed the sad state of Route 15 firsthand in a company car which was retired shortly afterwards.
That car was on its last leg, as it was, and I'm pretty sure that stretch of road took what it had left of it.
Zakai, who works in facilities for a local bank, wrote the winning entry in this year's contest for his description of a trip he made down that stretch of the road earlier this year at the height of the so-called pothole season in early spring, when the repeated thawing and refreezing of ice wreaks havoc on pavement.
Now, there's only one way to Stonington, and it ought to take about 45 minutes, and it took me almost 1.5 hours driving between 5 and 10 miles per hour, and the file cabinet in the back of the car nearly ended up in my lap 3 or 4 different times. I had a UPS guy in front of me, and he just gave up, I think, halfway. He pulled over when there was nowhere to pull over, you know, nothing to deliver, and I didn't see him again, so I hope he made it.
And this is not a regular journey for you, is it? It makes you think about what life must be like for people who use that road every day, and more to the point, what state their cars are in.
Yeah, that makes me wonder if maybe they get everything delivered by boat. Because there's no way you could travel that road every day and maintain a vehicle for more than a week.
Now, Mr. Zakai, as well as working in the bank, you're also a musician. You've been writing and performing original songs for more than 20 years. Have you written a song yet about Route 15?
I haven't, but I've got enough material at this point for a darn good one.
We got so many entries from all over the state, but one that kept coming up was Route 15. It was a pretty clear-cut winner.
Maria Fuentes is executive director of the Maine Better Transportation Association, a non-profit that advocates for improvements to Maine roads and bridges. The aim of the contest, she says, is to highlight the worsening problem of underinvestment.
We tend to hear from people who think their roads are, you know, the absolute worst roads, and we're trying to show that, you know, there's a lot of areas in Maine that need to invest more in their transportation system.
The problem is that existing funding, most of which is provided federally, is not enough to meet needs. Ted Talbot is spokesman for the Maine Department of Transportation, which oversees 8,500 miles of roads and 2,700 bridges.
We're trying to really stretch the available resources that we do have statewide. And after the type of winter that we had, we not only lost our bad roads, we lost a lot of our good roads. And that presents some major challenges.
The annual shortfall, says Talbot, is about $110 million. That's because the Highway Trust Fund, which is financed by a federal gasoline tax, does not earn enough to pay for all the projects that need to be done. The MBTA's Maria Fuentes says a large part of that is due to the fact that the gas tax has remained the same for 21 years, while cars have become more fuel efficient, meaning less revenue. What's more, federal funds are awarded to states on a population basis, meaning sparsely populated, geographically large states like Maine are at a disadvantage from the outset. She says part of any long-term solution needs to consider raising the gasoline tax to provide the necessary funds. As for 2014 Worst Roads Contest winner Gabriel Zakai, he at least has the consolation of $296 in prize money. That's the additional cost average Maine drivers are estimated to spend on vehicle repair every year because of the poor state of the roads.